This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. The new NAFTA, or as it's officially known, the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, reached over the weekend, is already raising some complaints from north of the border. Canadians are worried their drug prices will go up. That's because one piece of the deal gives years of extended patent protection, that is, monopoly protection, to high-end, expensive drugs known as biologics. That means the trade deal could delay the time it takes for cheaper generics to get to market. From Washington, Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
Biologic drugs are complex medicines made in living cells. Think high-end immunosuppressants, anti-inflammatories. Very effective and very pricey. This trade deal would give biologic makers 10 years of patent protection in Canada and Mexico, which is longer than they enjoy now. Brian Pomper heads Action for Trade, representing pharmaceutical makers and others.
Not entirely up to what's in the United States, but I think the industry thinks that this is a real win.
A win because it would fend off competition from generics for a few extra years. That, of course, means a loss for makers of lower-priced meds known as biosimilars. In Canada, they'd have to wait an extra 2 years to get to market. Keeping prices high, says Jim Keon of the Canadian Generic Pharmaceutical Association. He says some U.S. biologic drugs make $1 billion every year in Canada.
So if you could introduce a biosimilar effectively into the market, the savings could be in the hundreds of millions of dollars just on that one product alone.
There could be another plus here for U.S. biologics makers. Using this trade deal to protect its monopoly period here at home, which is 12 years. Law professor Colleen Chen is with Santa Clara University.
If, say, a president comes into power that wants to really reduce drug prices and do it by reducing the number of years of exclusivity, she would also have to potentially break NAFTA.
Which has been rebranded, but, you know.
Well, the fact that we've got a deal with Canada and Mexico that says 10 years makes it harder for us to make that change.
Drug makers say they need that long to develop biologics. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.